For 10 years in a row, ranking Arizona's number one most trusted referral network, RosieOnTheHouse.com.
Information that you can't get anywhere else.
And over three decades of Rosie on the House.
3 decades of showing up every Saturday morning and answering your questions about your house, home, castle, or cabin. Welcome to my house. We call it Rosie on the House. Broadcasting here with my wife of 40 years, Miss Sweet Jennifer. Thank you very much. We've been absent Saturday mornings from each other for about 30 years, but you've joined us the last about 10 years, and it's been a lot of fun having you on the show.
I enjoy it because I used to work out in the yard and listen to you.
Yeah. And then my son, Romy, a co-host, is here. Actually, he's at the call screener station just right now. If you want to give us a ring, he'll get your name and your question, and we'll get you on air and answer your question as quick as we can. And, of course, we have our broadcast engineer, Mr. Gary D., who does all the music selection and the satellite tuning to make sure you're picking this up as accurately as possible. And that's the number one ingredient we try to have at Rosie on the House, is we are the only place you can go for free and get great information about home and remodeling and home improvement and home maintenance. We've been doing this show for 30 years. You know how many thousands of questions we've answered on air here at Rosie on the House Saturday morning radio program? All those questions and all those answers you can find at our free website, RosieOnTheHouse.com. And you think you've got some unique question? Challenge me. Go ahead. Call. See if you can stump me. 1-888-767-4348. After 30 years, I have proven to be the unstumpable.
Really?
Not because of everything I know.
Oh.
But because of all the people I know.
That's right. All the good help we have.
I may not know the answer, but baby, you ask me any question about your house, home, castle, or cabin, I'll know somebody that can answer your question.
And we have lots of ways to connect with you. We have our website, Rosie on the House. We have this beautiful calendar that's been coming out for a couple years now. And if you have signed up in the past, like for 2019, you should have your 2020 calendar by now. If you don't, then email us at info@rosieonthehouse.com and request one again. And let us know that you got it in 2019, but not 2020. But we gather all month long, and we make one mailing out after the initial one, at the end of January, at the end of February, at the end of March. We send them out in batches at the end. So if you've put in any time in 2019 or in January and don't have your calendar yet, let us know.
And just like the show, the calendar is free.
Yes.
And it includes a complete listing of our statewide contractor referral directory. And the calendar's free, but in January, there was a $50 off coupon you could take advantage of in recycling the water in your swimming pool from Arizona Pool Water Recycling. Actually, reverse osmosis your swimming pool, recharge your pool with clean, fresh water without wasting it and pumping it all down the street. This month, there's another coupon in there from our window cleaner, Clearco. Have them out to your house, and they'll take 4 panes for free while they're there cleaning the rest of your windows.
Talk about clean windows.
So it's a free calendar with coupons in it that more than pay for what the it doesn't pay for itself. It's free.
And it keeps you connected. You can see what we're going to talk about. You can see where the next staycation is if you want to put in for it. So keeps you all connected to us.
It gives you a tip of the week. Takes you back to our website. And one of the things we're going to talk about this week is Jennifer and I, a couple weeks ago, ran up to Las Vegas for the Kitchen and Bath Show. We've missed a year of it. So missing a year made it that much more eye-opening when we got there. Over 600 vendors, 1.5 million square feet of display booth, The first day we were there, Jennifer's walk-o-pedometer application on her phone says she covered 7 miles.
Lots to see. That was our overview day. We had to take a big loop and see what we wanted to hone in on.
Exactly. So one of the things we came away with is we took our little recorder, and people that couldn't be on air with us live, we recorded several segments. And we're going to be bringing you those segments here throughout the course of the next few weeks of things that just really caught our attention. We're going to run one of those interviews right now. When we get back, Jennifer and I are going to talk about all the things that caught our eye.
I stopped by the Monogram booth, and I was just wowed. And I got to meet Miss Sherry Gold, Senior Sales Manager of the Monogram brand. So good morning.
Good morning, Jennifer. Thank you so much for having me.
You are a really busy girl. This is really a hopping place, and you guys are in high demand. Tell me what's kind of new at Monogram.
Well, interestingly enough, this show is a combination of the Home Builder Show and the National Kitchen and Bath Show, so they've combined them. Now, as far as Monogram is concerned, we have a House of Brands booth that combines all of the GE brands as well as Monogram, which is our luxury brand, about 22,000 square feet in here. We just were very excited. We won the GE, the House of Brands Best Large Booth Award. And then for Monogram, we won the Best in Show for the entire show. And I think part of it is the new collections we're showing. Every single appliance we've made is obsolete as of last month. So we upgraded our collections. We've got a little bit more transitional collection called the Statement Line. And then we have our minimalist, more modern, contemporary line called the Minimalist Line. So
two very different looks.
Very different
looks. In the middle.
Looks. Yeah.
Something to please everybody.
Well, absolutely, because you still have people that want kind of more of a traditional look. And then we have the kind of middle ground in our transitional, and that really is the Statement Collection. And then our very modern, where people kind of want it, the appliances to kind of go away in their kitchen, and so it looks more like furniture, that would be our Minimalist Line. Beautiful lines. Everything is smart. So able to, you know, interconnect either through the app or through Alexa or Google. So it has all of those features. And then we are really known as being a thoughtful manufacturer.
What I have looked for while on the floor is things that would help someone living in place. And that just means all ages. That means things that are, whether you have little children in the house or you are injured or you have the elderly in your home. It can be used by all.
Yeah, and Jennifer, you're exactly right. The phrase is living in place. You know, it started with the concepts of universal design many years ago, then kind of morphed into aging in place, which is a great concept, but it kind of narrows the field. Living in place is just what you said. It's accessible for everybody. And as far as people who may have some height challenges or some reach issues, the key things there are just placement as much as anything. You want to keep, and it's kind of a rhyme that's easy to remember, but you want to keep the reach anywhere between the eyes and the thighs. Whoever you are, if you stand up between the eyes and the thighs, that way you want to place them there, because you don't need people bending over with their back issues, or maybe they're in a wheelchair or have a walker or have balance issues.
So or that, just that's short, really, like
or
me.
Just short, right? And I'm with you. And so it for all of those reasons, that eyes to thighs is a great kind of mantra to have in terms of placement on those appliances. You mentioned the safety aspect. We take a lot of pride in terms of our appliances in making sure that they are safe, comfortable, and accessible. Induction cooktops, for example, that's electric, but it works through a magnetic system. Key safety issue there is the heat heats up the pot, but when you remove the pot, the heat goes away. And a great thing about induction, too, is for folks who may have some memory issues, sometimes people forget the cooktop or the range top on. With gas, that can obviously create some serious issues leaving the gas on. With induction, the minute you remove the pot, it turns itself off. Also has a lockout feature. Say you're a caregiver. You don't want anybody cooking when you're in bed, maybe 11 p.m. to 7 a.m. So that way you can lock it out, whether it's children, whether it's adults, whoever. You can do a lockout. It's a great safety feature. But I will tell you, we are the first manufacturer to have a drop-in gas cooktop that has a timer on it. So like you would set a timer for your oven and it goes off, you can do the same with your gas cooktop. So from a, think about that, that's great from a cooking standpoint, but it's also great from a safety standpoint. So if something's supposed to take 15 or 20 minutes in your cooking or your someone else's cooking, you can set that timer so that it will actually shut off. And that way, if somebody forgets to turn it off, it turns itself off.
I can't tell you how many times I've come back home to make sure I turn my teapot off.
We have all done that.
Talk about the one with the knuckle.
Yeah, so that's
activation
on the glide control, and that's true actually of all of our kind of glass surfaces. So interestingly enough, in the design world, what's happening is everybody's going away from knobs. you think about, okay, well, if they're going away from knobs, how do you turn it on? Well, you use the pads of your fingers like you would on your phone. But guess what? There's a group out there that have rheumatoid arthritis that they can't flatten their hands to use the pads of their fingers. So what happens to those folks? If it's a clean touch surface, how do they turn it on and control it if they can't flatten their pads? I would say almost all the lines out there, they can't use those lines. So, but one of the things I mentioned, thoughtful manufacturing, and it's one of the really pride points for me with our company and our industrial design organization and product development, is we make sure that ours you can use your knuckles on. So you can control the glide system, say on the induction top. Not everybody's going to use their darn knuckles, but like our chef does at one of the showrooms, because his fingers, he's always got flour and stuff.
I was going to say, if you're cooking,
he likes to use his knuckles to do it.
Do you have anything new in the area of refrigeration?
Our new column refrigeration, we put an autofill water pitcher in it at a level that's where anybody can reach it and accessible. Because if you think about some of the challenges we're talking about, taking a pitcher and filling it in the sink and putting it back, or your Brita, it's just heavy. And if you don't have both hands available, how do you do that? That's why we created this concept of the autofill water pitcher. You take it out, it pulls from the filtered water system, you pour it, you put it back in, it automatically refills itself. The other thing that we did in there is on the shelving. So we did glass shelves, but then you have to think, well, how do people see the edge? If they have vision issues, how do they see where that edge is? We actually did it with a light-up shelf, and we used a color that is one of the easiest colors to see with a vision problem. So we did that on purpose so that you can actually see where those edges are. So we really took into account people who have some vision issues as well as some accessibility and reach issues, and not having to go back and forth to the sink to get their filtered cold water.
Ms. Sherry Gold, you are so very busy. Senior sales manager mm-hmm. of the Monogram brand. Hey, if people are in the Phoenix, Arizona area, who can they talk to?
Yeah, I'd like to introduce Darren Renson. He's our Monogram sales manager in that territory.
Thank you very much. Yeah, my name is Darren Renson. I handle Phoenix, Arizona, as well as some other outlying areas, including Vegas and New Mexico. All of our Monogram products are available at most major resellers in the Valley. Best place to go is going to be monogram.com. You just simply type in your zip code. It'll show you all the major resellers in the Valley.
Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks, Jennifer. We really appreciate your time.
Well, and that's the things Jennifer and I were seeing at the KBiz show that were new and shiny and caught our attention. I tell you what, if you're looking for something new and shiny that's going to catch your attention that you can get in and drive to work every day, you've got to get over to Sanderson Ford in Glendale and take a look at their new lineup of vehicles and the specials they're running right now. And you can do that by driving over to Glendale, or you can do that by just logging on to sandersonford.com. You can even buy the car on the internet. They'll approve you for financing and deliver the car to your driveway. How could it be any easier than that? Sanderson Ford, family owned and operated for 64 years, a real contributor to our community. They're the people you want to deal with when you're dealing and talking about buying a car. It's no hassle. It's like dealing with friends. We've been there 20 years. Go give it a try. Don't buy anywhere else.